Hi, welcome to Joe Blogs. If you're a regular viewer, you'll know that this isn't my usual location, and normally I'm talking about the world of finance, business, and investments. But today I want to talk about YouTube, and specifically the opportunity for you to start making some videos and also making some money from YouTube. So I started making videos back in October 2020, and I knew that I wanted to try YouTube. I wanted to try to create a channel, to create a brand, and to try to see whether or not I could get a following. And one of the main reasons I did that is that I was looking for a new challenge in life. I'd had success in other aspects of my career, but this was really an opportunity to try to prove that I could do something myself. I wasn't working for a big brand, I didn't have anything behind me, it was literally starting from scratch. And it's an amazing opportunity, and it's also quite daunting, and that's why I want to try to help you, to try to encourage you to make some videos. So when I first started, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, so I started off doing some review videos. I was reviewing products and various other things, and it got some views, but it wasn't really getting much traction. But also, my heart wasn't in it. It wasn't really my passion. It wasn't what I wanted to do. So over a period of time, I tried out a lot of different things, and I suddenly found that doing what I liked as a hobby on video was getting some traction. So my hobby was really doing research on business, understanding how businesses worked, understanding the economy, working out what was going on, and then trying to predict what was going to happen and work out what investment strategies I personally could come up with. So that was what I was doing in my general life. So I started making some videos looking at certain companies, looking at certain countries, looking at certain economic policies, and I found that people started to watch them. And then once you find your feet and you find a particular genre that you're good at and that you like, then you can start working out what people want to see, and what they don't want to see, and trying to focus in on putting something together that really fits a gap in the market. And that's really how I developed my channel. But one of the things that I found when I was first starting out on YouTube is that it's really difficult to get views, and then it's really difficult to build up a following. And then even when I did start getting some views and a bit of a following, it takes a long time to get monetized. So on YouTube, they have rules about how you get paid. And in order to qualify to get paid, you firstly need to get 1,000 subscribers, which is quite difficult initially. And you also need to get 4,000 hours of watch time. And that's more challenging for most people. You may be able to pick up subscribers relatively quickly, but the watch time takes a while because 4,000 hours is quite a lot of viewing time. So what I found is that I got to 1,000 subscribers after a few months, but it then took me another few months to get to 4,000 watch hours. And one of the things that I found through my journey is that it's quite soul-destroying at times. You make a video, you post it, not many people watch it, and you're not making any money. It's really difficult. So I've had a great idea in terms of how to fast-forward that process and make it easier for you to make money from videos. And in order to offer you the opportunity to be able to earn money immediately from your videos, I've set up a sister channel, which at the moment is called Joe Blogs 2, and we're trying to get that channel monetized. So it's already got more than 1,000 subscribers, so we've ticked the box on that one, and now we're working towards that 4,000 hours of watch time. And currently, at the time of making this video, we've got around about 1,700 hours of watch time on the clock. So we're almost halfway there. So I'm expecting that we will get to 4,000 hours at some point over the next few weeks. And that channel will then be monetized and ready to go. And the idea behind that channel is to offer everybody who's watching this video the opportunity to make videos, send them to me, I will post them, and I will share any revenue from that video with you directly. So that means that if you make one video and it's really popular and it's successful, you'll be earning money on that video immediately. Whereas if you set up your own channel and you make one video that's successful, you won't make a penny from it because you need to get to 1,000 subscribers, you need to get to 4,000 watch hours before you're eligible to apply to get paid. By that time, your video may well have gone viral. It could have got 1 million views, but you won't get paid anything from that because you're not eligible to be paid. So this gives people the opportunity to firstly make some money from videos. But secondly, I think this is probably the more important part of the experiment, it gives you a chance to try out your videos and see whether or not there's an audience for it, whether or not people want to watch it. So you don't need all of the hassle of setting up your own channel, doing everything behind the scenes, setting up all your tags, all of that type of thing for each video. All you need to do is make a really nice professional video, Send it to me. I will post it up onto the channel and then we'll see whether or not anybody wants to watch it. And if nobody watches it, then that really tells you that that sort of video isn't really going to be that popular on YouTube. And maybe then you can regroup, have another idea about what it is you may want to do, which direction you go in. Maybe you tweak it or do something entirely different. So it's a really interesting experiment. I don't think that there's anybody else out there on YouTube doing this. So it's an exciting new experiment. And to go back to the point that I was making at the start of this video, if you're sitting home looking for something to do, looking for a new challenge, looking for some new way to make your day more exciting, then this could be the opportunity. And in terms of what sort of video you can make, well, the list is endless. There are videos on absolutely everything on YouTube. Any sort of specialism or hobby or anything that's niche is out there, and there is a market for it because there's more than 2 billion people watching YouTube every single day. So you don't just have to make videos on what everybody else is doing. You can do something new, innovative that isn't out there, and maybe there's a gap in the market for that. Or you could just do something better than that's being done at the moment. So that was what I wanted to do. I thought there wasn't enough in terms of the financial world, people taking time to explain what all of the terminology meant, what all of the jargon meant. If I'm talking specifics about the global economy or how markets work, I will take the time to explain what all the terminology is and how things work. And that seems to have been quite popular so far. So maybe you can think up different ways of looking at things or different ways of explaining things or just doing something that's really interesting or funny. So there's a massive, massive market for amusing videos. If you're funny, if you think you can make people laugh, do that. Put something out there. You never know. It could go viral. It could become a big sensation and you could become a YouTube star of the future. And if you're worried about being on camera, you don't want to be like this, face on camera, then you don't have to be. There are so many channels out there that have got millions of subscribers and you don't even know who the creator is. They've never appeared in those videos. They use footage and voiceovers, so you don't need to appear in your videos. And you don't even have to have your own voice in the video if you don't want to. There is lots and lots of software out there now that you can use that will automate all of the words. So you can just type in the text and you can get an AI voice to come on and do that voiceover for you. And there are a lot of channels that use that sort of technology that are really, really popular. And this technology has moved on a lot since the days of Stephen Hawking's original computerized voiceovers. This is something very different. So if you're interested and you're thinking about it, the things that I would ask you to do is try to be really professional with your video. I need the videos to be really good, really high quality. So have a structure to your video. So work out a beginning, a middle, and an end to your video. Work out what it is you're talking about so that you can then make that into a thumbnail. Because the thumbnail is really important on YouTube. That is your advertisement for whatever it is your video is about. So you need to be able to put something on that thumbnail that tells people in a very short space what it's about. And that's one of the challenges, but also one of the fun factors, trying to think up interesting stories or messages or ideas and then summarizing it in that thumbnail and then have that in the thread of your video. So if your video is about do ghosts exist, you could have a really exciting thumbnail. Maybe you get a picture of a ghost with do ghosts exist written over the top of it or something like that. Then at the beginning of your video, you do the introduction, which says in this video, I'm talking about whether ghosts exist. Then you could have a structure which talks about what ghosts are, what sightings there have been, why people do or don't believe in ghosts, and then come on to all of the different parts of your experiment and then your summary as to what your final discussion is. So that's just a crazy example. I'm not suggesting that anybody should make that video, but it just gives you an idea as to how to structure the video. And then please make the video as professional as possible in terms of use a camera. So if you've got a phone with a really good camera on it, you can use that, or you can use an SLR camera. And please use a microphone because you get much better sound quality with a microphone than you will by using the mic on your phone. So try to make it as professional as possible. Edit the video afterwards, so you'll need to get some software. There's lots of really inexpensive software available, but you can then cut out all of your mistakes and make it look as smooth and professional as possible, because a better quality video will get more views, and also you will get more traction in terms of building up your own brand if people know that you're putting together good quality videos that have a start, middle, and end, and there's a purpose to them. People know why they're watching that video. But they might want to find something out, or they might want to have a laugh, or it might be something else. But whatever it is, you need to tell people before they watch that video what it's going to be about and why they need to watch it. So that's a lot of information to share. Hopefully there are a few people still watching this video all the way to the end. If you are still watching all the way to the end, the one thing I need to ask you right now is to help me out. I need to get to 4,000 hours of watch time for Joe Blogs 2. So please have a look in the description below. There is a link directly to the Joe Blogs 2 channel. Please go to that channel and watch one or two of the videos. Or if you've got the time, please press on the playlist, which will then go through all the videos. And that will give us some more watch time, take us closer to that magical 4,000 hours number. And then once we get there, we can start this experiment for real and hopefully find some YouTube stars of the future and maybe give you that purpose in life that you've been looking for, that new challenge, that new experiment, that new idea that gets you out of bed and thinks, you know what I'm going to do? Today I'm going to make an amazing video and it's going to get a million views. So hopefully I'm talking to at least one YouTube star of the future right now. So anyway, if you've liked this video, then please give me a thumbs up and you can subscribe to my channel, either one, either Joe Blogs or Joe Blogs 2, and I will speak to you again soon.